I'm glad that international break is now gone. We are back to talking about the Premier League and fantasy football, which of course means it's time to hear from Joe from fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. Joe, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, not only have we had an international break, we've also had within it the transfer window. And I'm wondering, from your expert opinion, is now the time to bring in the odd player who moved? Because I look at Renato Sanchez, for example, and I think there's somebody I want in my fantasy football team.
Well, I would probably say no. the players that have come in or are new to the Premier League, there tends to be kind of squad players, or they're the kind of players that aren't very good in fantasy Premier League. Defensive midfield players like Sanchez. So you might look at him and go, wow, he's famous. He's come from Bayern Munich. He's 5 million. That actually doesn't count for much in fantasy Premier League. He's likely to have quite a defensive midfield role. He may not. He might be filled in a more attacking role, but Swansea aren't a very attacking side. So I don't think he's been brought in for that, really. It's not really his thing. So there's him, I guess, but I wouldn't consider him. I think of more interest, though, are two things. One is those that have moved within the Premier League, and also things that didn't happen. In fact, this transfer window, what didn't happen is actually the most interesting bit. So, I mean, just quickly on those moving around. A couple of players, two or three players to pinpoint. Sacco moves from Liverpool to Palace. That could be huge for him as a very cheap defender. He's 4.9. They're also huge for Palace's clean sheet prospects. They haven't got any so far. So the last season, four of Palace's seven clean sheets came in the eight matches he started. He did well on loan there. I think he's one to monitor. Wilfred Boney to Swansea, gone back to Swansea. He didn't do it at Stoke. He could not do it on a cold, windy Tuesday night in Stoke. But can he do it at Swansea? Well, Swansea obviously hopes so. He's only 6 million. Keep an eye on him, though. Don't get him in straight away. He may not start. And Oxlade-Chamberlain is interesting. But really, with Liverpool, you really want those Liverpool slots in your team to be made up of the big hitters. So your Salah, Mane, Firmino. Oxlade-Chamberlain, he's 6 million for a reason. He's going to have a kind of more of a central midfield role. So he's not going to be anywhere near the points potential of those wingers and attacking roles here. But for me, really, it's what didn't happen. And that's what fantasy managers should be looking at. So here's something that didn't happen. My team, Brighton, they didn't sign a striker. So that is great news if you've got a defender playing against Brighton, because that means Brighton are very, very weak in attack. So your West Brom, they face this weekend. Following that, Bournemouth. If you've got a West Brom or Bournemouth, then keep hold of them and play them when they play Brighton, because Brighton haven't got an attack. Chelsea didn't sign a new left-back. That's great for Alonso. He's 7.1. He's a very, very attacking left wing-back for Chelsea. And he's now less prone to rotation because he hasn't got anyone, any competition. Coutinho didn't go to Barcelona. Wow, we've got another Liverpool midfielder who could be racking up those points as well. Mahrez, he didn't go to Roma. He didn't go anywhere. So fixtures improved for Leicester game week 7. So what didn't happen there could be good news game week 7. And then Sanchez, Alexis Sanchez, with a Z, not an S. He is at Arsenal. Still, he is now an option as well. Arsenal playing Bournemouth this weekend. That could be his chance to get over his blues for not going anywhere. So, as I said, it's more what didn't happen that I think is actually more interesting.
Those players, though, I mean, you use the word chance, so I'm going to say, is it not a chance to put them in because they might not have the right mentality? If they wanted to be somewhere else and they're stuck where they were, are they going to be in that right frame of mind to rack points up for you?
Well, we don't know, because that's something that goes beyond stats. It goes beyond even looking at them. You've got to go inside their mind. We don't know. I know that historically, with Sanchez and Coutinho, they are very committed professionals when they go on the pitch. As soon as they're on there, they give it their all, particularly Alexis Sanchez. I can't really see him just not wanting to get involved. And I think, you know, ultimately they'll go if they still want to at some point, just not yet. So, with all of those players I mentioned there, Mahrez, Coutinho, Sanchez, have a look at them first, really. So I think Arsenal against Bournemouth this weekend is a really good chance to have a look at Sanchez. See if he's going to mope around or get scoring.
To the international break, and I'm wondering if you've spotted any key players or maybe anybody who seems to have come back not at full fitness from it. I mean, I look at this and I see Aaron Moy of Huddersfield, not from the point of view of not full fitness, quite the opposite, with a brilliant performance for Australia, the most touches in the the geographical area, the Asian area this week, and had an incredible assist for the first goal against Thailand for Australia.
Well, yeah, I mean, what you're looking at, really, there aren't any major injuries, but what it is that fatigue element. So it's those who are coming back from South America, Australasia, some African countries as well. So that's all you're looking at, really. The message really is that unless you hear a manager saying they are completely knackered, they're going to be rested, just assume that if you've got a good player like Moy, that he's going to play. So there's nothing really there. I mean, I mentioned Sanchez as well. Wenger today in his press conference that he wanted to monitor Sanchez and Ramsey. They're coming back from their internationals today. So that gives a slight hint that he's got a slight question mark over them. But once again, if you've got a good player and you think they're going to play, chances are they will.
So for you then, Joe, your three players you would say are well worth looking at for this week?
Well, Lukaku, I think it's a tricky one after the international break. Anything can happen. I think just go for safety. And that's the guy who has scored 7 goals for club and country over the last few weeks. He's travelling with Manchester United to Stoke, who were among the worst sides at conceding close-range efforts last season. So at home, that is, as well. So they're not quite as good at home as you think. So, yeah, he would be my top choice. Good captain choice as well. I mentioned Arsenal in terrible form, but luckily so too are Bournemouth, who travel to Arsenal. I think Lacazette probably looks the best bet for Arsenal points. He was benched away to Liverpool. Well, that didn't work out well, so expecting him to be back. And just finally, really, I think Bournemouth, because we'd like to offer people a bit of value, I think Burnley are the place for that this time round. Robbie Brady or Chris Wood, formerly Leeds, of course, both in very strong form. Chris Wood scored a hat-trick while he was on international duty. He was also rushed back from international duty so he could go back to his club and prepare for this weekend. So the assumption is he will play. Brady as well is another great option there for Burnley. He racked up 10 chances, had 7 efforts on goal, and he completely dominates set pieces. In fact, he's had the most successful corners of any player in the Premier League so far. And the feeling is that there's going to be some goals from his corners, and it could be, now this is another tip here, Ben Mee of Burnley, he's only 4.5, his head could be about to connect with one of Robbie Brady's corners soon. He has had quite a number of good shots in the box so far this season against tough sides. So a Burnley player, I'll leave it for people to decide, Brady, Mee or Chris Wood.
Well, if you want some more tips for your fantasy football team, take a look at fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. Give these guys a follow on Twitter as well, at FFScout. For this week, though, Joe, thank you very much.
Thank you.